Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone, talking with Brigham Hoig this morning. Brigham is the Cass County Wellness Coordinator, and they've got an event coming up on this coming Monday, October 25th. It's called Make It Okay in the Workplace. We're going to talk about that this morning. Brigham, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jim. How are you?
Good, thank you. Very well. The free mental health awareness events called Make It Okay in the Workplace, scheduled for this coming Monday. Can you talk a little bit about what sparked that, how this got started, how you identified this as a need?
Yeah, absolutely. So you might recall in spring of 2021, we did a big community health needs assessment. And on that assessment, mental health was identified as the top need for Cass County. And this really showed across the county. So because of that, we are working on some more mental health programs. But I want to specifically say this Make It Okay program is a very accessible entry point into learning about mental health and how to support folks who might be struggling. So this is one of the programs we identified as, hey, when we want to help people work on mental health, this is one of those, like, if you want to help or learn more about this, this is what you want to attend.
Very good. Well, and this is kind of workplace based when it comes to discussing some of those issues. Maybe a little bit different than what folks have seen for some other types of events like this.
Yeah, that's true. So we specifically wanted to target the business community because we know often businesses will put together like an annual wellness plan for the workplace or something, and usually those start around January. So we wanted to say, hey, as we're in fall here, take a look at what we've got when it comes to some programs related to mental health. And Make It Okay Iowa specifically has Make It Okay in the Workplace toolkits and whatnot for businesses. And honestly, one thing we're considering is kind of offering a cohort in Cass County to go through. Maybe it would be like a once a month check-in with a member of your wellness team or something to do some Make It Okay work to make sure that mental health is one of those things that we are addressing in workplaces. But regardless of whether or not you do that full program, I really think that coming to one of these sessions is a great way to, you know, be better prepared in personal life as well as workspace.
Is this targeted toward employees understanding the issues that they're facing in the workplace, or toward the employers to make sure they understand the issues that affect their employees?
Yeah, good question. I would say definitely both. And I guess I would also add one more note and say that if you are retired or you are just, you know, a stay-at-home community member or something, that you would be welcome totally as well. We did want to be sure that we had this available during the workday. We provided some food so that hopefully if people were working, they could attend. But Make It Okay really applies to other spaces as well.
Well, and so often when we hear employer, employee, those terms, we're thinking about an actual workplace, a physical building where people are all gathered together to do a job. So many people work at home or work remotely,
yep,
and they have issues that fall under that realm too.
Absolutely, 100%, sometimes exacerbated by those distances.
Very good. All right. Well, let's talk specifically about what's going to happen on Monday. I see there are two sessions in the afternoon. Are they largely the same?
They are going to be the same content. Yes, we just offer two sessions because we've got the state director of Make It Okay in Atlantic. She's actually going to be at the mental health symposium at night at the Atlantic High School. And we said, hey, let's get you on the schedule for a couple events during the day. So she's going to present both sessions. The first one is noon to one. And huge thanks to the Atlantic Lions and Cass County Extension. We are able to offer A-Town Smoke Shack Barbecue and Miss Nini's Desserts to folks who RSVP for that session. And we're asking for RSVPs by the end of day, Thursday, October 21st. So get those in right soon. But even if you don't get your RSVPs in, I say come anyway, because if we have extra food, we'll give it to you. And if not, you can still enjoy the program. If that noon session doesn't quite work, we've got a 2 to 3 o'clock session, and we'll have Miss Nini's Desserts for snacks at that time. And I should put in a note that Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling has donated drinks for both sessions.
All right, very good. So you do have a lot of community support.
We do, yes. Definitely we've seen a lot of community support for mental health.
Well, talk a little bit about the program that day. What issues will be covered? It sounds like you're going to wear that director out for the day, having the two afternoon sessions and the evening sessions. So getting your money's worth, what will they hear about?
Yes, exactly. So I mentioned earlier, this is one of those like entry-level programs. So you don't have to have ever dealt with mental health or know anything about it to come. This is one of those like, hey, what do I even begin to say if somebody tells me they're struggling, or if I sense someone else is struggling, or maybe I'm not feeling so hot and I'm not really sure if I'm having an issue. So Make It Okay really just talks about how to reduce some of that stigma we have around mental health, to better understand mental health, and feel more confident helping others maybe get the resources that they need if you learn they're having struggles.
Some of that is just identifying, but I'm sure some of it is overcoming some of the stigmas involved.
Absolutely. That is one of the biggest hurdles. And I got to say, you know, as someone who has struggled with depression at different points in my life, one of the just most reassuring things during that time is just having someone who responds in a manner that's honestly saying, you're okay. You know, it's okay to not be okay. Really, the messages of this campaign and what we want to do is have more folks in Cass County able to say that and able to stay beside someone or encourage them as they're struggling. It just feels much less alone that way.
Yeah, you know, and we're not necessarily talking about like toxic workplaces, you know, places that are just awful to be because everybody's mean and stuff. Sometimes it's just little things that folks just don't identify right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is part of what we're trying to overcome here, too. So for employers specifically, what would they get out of this?
So I would say come to this to learn about a program that really offers tools to help your workplace better address mental health and make an environment, a culture in your workplace that is more responsive to mental health needs of employees, possibly also of folks you serve at the business, I guess, as well. But, you know, this is primarily how to get your staff feeling better and feeling supported.
Sure. And I suppose if you're, you know, work in a retail industry where you have a lot of consumers in and out of the doors, too, it's not just making your employees feel welcome, but customers as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. This can be applied really in many areas of life.
Okay. And with regard to employees specifically, what do you hope they get out of this during the day?
I would just say that you feel a little bit more aware of what mental health issues are out there and a little bit better prepared to address and support them in maybe coworkers, but also in your personal life as well.
Okay, very good. Well, and the whole thing is to alleviate some of those issues, some of the stressors that can trigger some of those issues. And speaking of doing that, sometimes our schedules kind of make it tough for us to, you know, keep square in life. And you've even accommodated that, I see, with a virtual session, just in case Monday doesn't work out for folks.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that, Jim. Yes. So we've already had a couple of people ask, hey, you know, during my workday, I can't actually step away to attend any of these sessions. So on Thursday, November 4th at 7 p.m., we're going to have a virtual session, again, with this director of the Make It Okay for Iowa. And if you are interested in that, you can – actually, the easiest way would be to give me a call, so 712-249-5870. You can also find this information online as well, and maybe, Jim, you'll have the link up on your website.
It is there. You bet. And and for folks who can't do that, and you know, they give you just lots of different ways to be able to do that. I assume that the session online, the virtual session, will be, again, largely the same as the other two?
Absolutely. Yep. That's our plan.
Okay. Will there be time for questions?
There should be. Yes. There should be good time for questions in all three of these sessions.
Okay, very good. And if folks have any questions at all about that, they can contact Brigham. And again, you do like to have RSVPs as much as possible for that session that'll be over the lunch hour from noon to 1.
Yes, please.
And if and I know you kind of the deadline is kind of October 21st, but you know, trying to get the food settled in there. But if folks don't quite meet that deadline, should they just not call, or are you still good?
I would say still come for sure, and don't hesitate to call on Friday too.
Okay. And again, if they would like to know more, I know there's more information online at makeitokay.com. www.ccc.org/Iowa, and you can find out more. But the easiest way to find out more is to pop into one of these sessions and get what you can, and maybe get a chance to open some dialogue there in your workplace. Brigham, thank you so much for the work and putting this all together and getting this coordinated. It's a day-night opportunity because the school's got that symposium on mental health a little bit later on in the evening on Monday. So it's not a problem if you want to hit both of those different sessions, the business one during the day and the other session in the evening. I know they would welcome that participation, and you might learn some different things.
Absolutely. Yes. Thanks so much, Jim.